And good afternoon, 12:34 here on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. 32 degrees, overcast skies here at Radio Park. A south wind of 15 miles an hour gives us a wind chill of 22. Time now for the midday farm report from the KGLO Farm Desk. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting. It is Friday, and that means it is time for our weekly edition of KGLO Market Talk here, brought to you by a corporate farmer in Mason City or farm accounting firm. Find out what they can do for you by visiting corporatefarmer.com or call toll free at 800-472-6931. And joining me on the KGLO live line for this week's edition of the program, first Friday of the month, we talk with Stuart Peterson out in Wisconsin, and we have John Heinberg on, market advisor with Stuart Peterson. John, good afternoon. You're on KGLO Market Talk.
Thank you, Jesse. Good afternoon to you.
Well, great to have you on, and let's jump right into things. And I specifically want to talk about the soybean market right now, because we've really seen a pretty narrow sideways range throughout much of the week in the grains, and now we're seeing soybeans 10 to 13 higher here at the midday hour. Can you tell us a little bit of what's going on there?
Yeah, we're seeing some short covering coming in here today. Obviously, the markets on the grain side have been heavily short by the managed money positions. Take a look at some of the outside markets, really. Nothing fundamental going on here, but we're hearing some news. The Brazilian real, the currency that the Brazilian producers price their products in, it's taking a pretty good jump against the dollar here with some political instability down there. And it's just got those shorts nervous. You know, this little short cover move started with wheat here a couple days ago with the forecast for the warm, dry temperatures on in the southern plains, and so with the market that heavy on one side, anything makes these guys a little anxious to get out and take some profits, and that's what we're seeing here, and we benefit with a 13, 14 cent jump.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, you mentioned the wheat thing. We saw wheat higher here earlier this week with the forecast you mentioned, and now it seems it's shifted over to soybeans. Meantime, corn's pretty much stayed in a narrow range here throughout the entire week. You mentioned some of those outside factors going on. Is that mainly the case with what we're seeing with soybeans? Are there any export factors that we got to take into account here too, or not?
You know, like I said, realistically, it's more of a news-driven type of event today. The export side, we still got quite a bit to catch up on in terms of where we were on the historical side, and we're dealing with that competition from that crop down in the southern hemisphere that's still looking pretty doggone good as they're rolling along with their harvest. You know, so realistically, in that standpoint, like I said, today it's probably a little bit more of this political unrest down there causing that real to jump, their stock market in Brazil to jump, and like I said, just making those investors a little nervous that are sitting on the short side. Realistically, it might be more of an opportunity for guys who are sitting on some beans to move a few out here, as well as or even get a little defensive, because the picture still looks pretty full in terms of the global competition side.
Mm-hmm, definitely very true. You know, we look another hour or so of trade today. Does it look like you think we're going to kind of hold these numbers we're seeing, or could we see even a little bit more of a jump in beans? What do you think, if you've seen any indicators in the market, are we going to pretty much hold this 11 to 13? I see May up 14 cents right now. Are we going to kind of hold this range, you think?
I would hope so. It looks that way. We softened back here, you know, around the 12 o'clock, 11:30 area. Now things are kind of firming back up again. A lot of times if people are getting a little anxious, they don't want to hold positions into the weekend because you don't know what's going to happen on the news front over a weekend time frame. You know, so beans here, like I said, 14 higher on that May. We're still a couple pennies off the high of the day. Got some pretty good resistance over top that May contract around that 880 area. So maybe we can get a little push into the end. We'll have to see. But right now it feels like it, you know, with basically 45 minutes to go here, that we're going to hold in here pretty good today.
Let's shift over and talk about corn, that market, a little bit. We've really seen a narrow range this week despite the moves in wheat and now today in soybeans with the Brazilian news. And, you know, seeing looks like some support around that $3.54 and a quarter cent low. And really the resistance seems to be at $3.64 for the most part. And we're kind of trading right between those two ranges here. And we really have been kind of trading a very narrow range all week. Any reasons behind that? Just a quiet time of the year? What's going on?
Yeah, it is a quiet time of the year, very much so. The news front is just, there's just nothing there with the occasional export sale or two on the corn front, but not seeing anything out there right now that's given us any bullish movement. I mean, sales have been picking up. We had a fairly good number again this week off of last week's totals, so that's encouraging. You know, maybe we put ourselves in a bit of short-term low here. Again, you talked about that 54 and a quarter level. We tested that January low. We held it, put a little reversal in here yesterday. Getting some follow through today, but realistically, corn's kind of probably moving more on the coattails of what wheat did and now beans today to really get anything going. It's actually a little disappointing right now that we're only a penny and a half higher, just because, again, you can just tell that there's a lot of sellers in this market that are keeping this grain market from moving or that corn market from moving.
You know, one thing I want to ask, too, I know is we've steadily seen a little bit of an uptick in the price of crude oil here the past week or two. Is that having any effect on any of the markets here recently?
I think it's given a little better sentiment across the board in terms of the markets. I think that's something that, you know, when we were tumbling in the January window there, it was really pretty negative period. It didn't matter what we were looking at. It so felt like that was the engine driving everything. Stocks were pulling back. Grains were softening. Livestock was, you know, not moving a whole lot during that window. And it was really, I think, coming from just this negative feeling that the crude oil was putting into the market. Now we're seeing some stability there. Got a pretty good day going today, kind of pushing and trying to take out those highs from January, February time frame. You know, maybe we get a little more lift in that market. Stocks, we're up 100 points again today, 17,000 again on the stock market. We haven't seen that for a while. So there's some encouraging things there, too. So that also may be playing in with these grains. And, you know, in that window when crude was tumbling, it was real hard to be bullish anything. Well, now things are getting a little more stable. You know, people look at those balance sheets again in those managed money positions and say, you know what, we've got some good gains here. Maybe it's time to lighten up.
Let's shift over a little bit and look at the livestock market. Sure. Here. And really, we've seen kind of a quiet week there, too. Really slow to get a lot of cash trade moving and really just kind of mixed action, it seems, throughout the cattle and hog futures. But now a slow start to the day, and now we've seen some strong buyer support. It looks like flood into the cattle markets, and even lean hogs right now have turned mostly, looks to be slightly higher across the entire futures board. What's going on first with the cattle market? What's this buyer support we're seeing?
No, cattle market, like you said, things have really quieted down the last week and a half or so here. We just can't seem to get through some of that resistance on top. That April contract trading $1.20 higher right now, probably looking towards cash trade coming together as we get into the weekend. Not going to see anything by the 1 o'clock close, I would say, today. Bids, I got bids here in front of me, 135 in Kansas. Asks are still around that 38-40 window, so we'll probably stay in that 38-40, you know, 37 window for cash trade. So the market's probably going to price a little bit into that as we get towards the end of the day here. So that's been a little bit supportive. Retail, though, in terms of looking at those carcass values, they've been kind of choppy, but had a pretty good day today, at least at midday, some good strength in that choice cut. So that added a little bit back in. It's kind of one of those ones sometimes that the market doesn't want to seem to fall through. It had a chance to do that this morning. Turns it around going the other way where the path of least resistance is. So I think right now with this cattle market, we're going to stay fairly choppy and sideways here until we kind of get a true path in terms of we're going to see some new retail demand come in. That's one thing we're hearing in the market, too. We got a warm week coming up next week on the East Coast. Maybe we'll get those grills fired up a little bit sooner and get some more retail demand to help support that cattle market. But right now, I think really the strength we're seeing this afternoon is them positioning themselves for cash trade to be, you know, somewhere where we were last week or maybe a little firmer.
And I'll ask the same question here before we run out of time. On the hog side, a quiet trade really all week, and now just maybe slightly higher, maybe a little spillover buying from the cattle complex, would you say?
Yeah, and I think also we're looking at, we're expecting maybe some seasonal shift over in terms of the hog numbers on the slaughter front. Not sure if that's coming into true yet in terms of the amount of hogs that are available. That April hog contract just doesn't seem to want to take off or fall apart. You know, looked like yesterday a nice reversal. Today we challenged the 71 level. Now we're falling off of that. So it just kind of makes you wonder really where that wants to go. Summer hogs look good today. Actually, the August contract did put in a contract high today, hit the $80 barrier and got some pretty good resistance there. Still some good value in those summer hogs, and we've been telling producers to kind of maybe protect those values as we go forward.
Well, John, overall, a couple big stories. Watch it out for. Obviously, I think Brazil's the big one on the day. Anything else before we wrap up here that you would want to add about what we're seeing in the market trade right now?
You know, a lot of this, again, is really short covering on that grain front. Again, the fundamental picture is still pretty heavy in terms of those bushels and the competition we're dealing with globally. Watching that U.S. dollar did a little bit of a reversal this week, and it has softened nice the last couple days. I don't think it's a coincidence. As the dollar rose, grains tumbled, the dollar's turning around, grains are getting a little strength the last couple of days, so I think that comes into play as well. So that's something to keep an eye on. Do we get a little bit of a correction back in that dollar, and that would really help out the commodity space in general.
Well, John, if anyone wants to contact you and the fine folks at Stuart Peterson out there in West Bend, Wisconsin, for any advice or to chat a little bit, what's the best way?
Yeah, I'd love to chat with anybody regarding markets or looking at working up different types of positions. Give us a call at 800-334-9779.
With that, market advisor with Stuart Peterson, John Heinberg, thanks so much for joining me here today on KGLO Market Talk, and have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Jesse. You too.
This is your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO Mason City. That is this week's KGLO Market Talk. Coming up next, we will talk with Wayne Fredericks, president of the Iowa Soybean Association from the Commodity Classic in New Orleans. And also, we'll get a rundown of the markets. That's on the way next here on KGLO.